I know you don't have time to talk to your plants. Don't worry. You can go on about your business, whether that's to class or the office or fixing dinner or making love. They'll listen to me.
The Self-Genius Hour of Swatch.
Let's begin.
We're rolling. This is the good one. Take five.
Most folks.
Bob, once again.
Most folks have heard about it.
All right, that's good, Bob.
That's right, folks call it finger. That's right, folks call it finger.
Sounds good,
Bob.
That's right, folks call it.
The Self-Genius Hour of Swatch.
The monkey's no kin to me, yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know much about his ancestors, but mine didn't swing from a tree. Mine didn't swing from a tree. Mine didn't swing from a tree.
The Self-Genius Hour of Swatch.
Tonight, radio's distinguished series dedicated to man's imagination.
The Self-Genius Hour of Swatch.
It's our way of acknowledging our American heroes.
That's what you say. We say, you could act like a jackrabbit with frazzled nerves and a heart pounding like a trip hammer. You gotta keep jumping. You gotta keep punching. Punch, punch, punch that grandfather. The victim can stand only so much abuse. Too many people die because they couldn't live. Grandfather's journey is ended.
He swam from the Pacific Ocean all the way up to Mount Fuji.
That's impossible, isn't it?
This is beyond our present knowledge or understanding.
Bob? Bob? Bob?
Dear friends, and we barely made it to 1,000 hours of Slack, but that's what this is. We just barely made it because when we jumped into the new iVan to drive down here to the station for the most important show ever since the first one on October of 1985 in Dallas, the car wouldn't start. A dead battery, friends, with a half an hour till showtime. But luckily, our jumper cables and the Wiimobile exist together with the iVan in the same dimension, and thus here we are just in time for the world to end and to read and play all the submissions from our beloved listeners, contributors, and supporters. And so, dear friends, with this new El Queso All-Stars intro music, we'll be listening to the commemorative commentations on this, our 1,000th hour.
Now we introduce you to the host with the most
He's a shamanically Marvin with a side of toes. Like a psychic Burt Reynolds, jumping his car through your neighbor's curly hair, spreading slack everywhere.
That's me, dear friend. Slack.
And this is the hour of slack. And this is the hour of slack. But this is the hour of slack.
And Dave and we are here too.
We don't. Oh, well, now we have some head fuzz.
Lay your hands on the radio. Lay your hands on the radio there in the home. And we're going to look to God.
1,000
Bob.
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 1,000
Bob. Drop all the way. Drop all the way. Drop all the way. Drop all the way.
The Hour of Slack. That marvelous fleeting interlude. Like the moment between each wave in a mighty ocean, where everything is suspended, every string of the conspiracy's power neatly nipped away by its unique shearing vibrations, allowing you to drift and float in the flippity-floppity-zing-zang of slack. Ah, how sad that there can only be one week. But nay, no, that is not so. For all these 1,000 hours of slack have been carefully and dutifully recorded by our obedient sacred scribe number 273 and can be gotten in so many different ways. Read up in subgenius.com for the many and sundry ways. Why, you could listen to nothing but the Hour of Slack if that was your desire. The Hour of Slack. A confounding yet cunning confluence of fractious fragments of brilliant madness woven together weekly for 19 years by a word wrangler the likes of which, well, there are no likes of which. Bob inspires crazily talented artistes of every kind you never heard of to spring forth with endless, precious audio offerings of puzzling wonder. Reverend Stang has been queuing it up for all of us all of these years, purely for the glorifying and pious preservation of it all, and for our listening pleasure, creating an easily attainable, soothing form of slack. The Hour of Slack. 1,000 hours of slack. Listen to continuously, one show on the heels of another, that would be a little more than 41 and a half solid days of audio slack. What would that do? A thought that gives one pause. Perhaps there will be a radio marathon and someone actually will do this. Of course, maintaining a 19-year continuous archive of this weekly show would be no small feat. But 41 days of slack is, at the very least, conceivable. The Hour of Slack, where everybody is a star, no matter who you are, whether from near or whether far, everybody is a star, and where packaged, processed stars are nobody. The Hour of Slack. Each week I hear my beloved Stang in his sacred studio above, lovingly whittling the profanity from the flagrant flowings of the preachers, plucking the unallowable from what would otherwise never be heard. I hear the ceaseless tinkerings of sound as he hones the show into the slippery seal of cosmic cacophony that it is, truly a labor of love. The Hour of Slack. Here's to the next 1,000 hours. May they be as rapturous and rambunctious as the first thou. Nay, may X day come, and then all of the hours we live will become hours of slack.
Hi, this is Pat Paulson. I just want to say that I endorse Bob as my running mate in this year's election. And this is the Hour of Slack in Dallas, Texas. You know, I know where that is.
The Hour of Slack has brought lymph node pleasure.
Slack.
joy,
nipples,
sex
hurt,
sex dirt,
excrementation,
hours and hours,
horny with
pooping,
a chick,
hermaphroditic frogs,
at night,
stink,
stanky,
stank,
a surefire way to clear the hippies out of my living room,
all of my best psychic
an excuse to do nothing
by watching
on Saturday
bad television
night,
with the sound turned off and the hour is slack
giggles,
on loudly,
terrible
sometimes
earthy
it's
smells
like the Wizard
on
of
my
Oz
index and
that
middle
Pink
finger,
record,
but wait,
terrible
Lord,
paranoia,
race riots in my
soundtrack to a psychotic breakdown,
canyons,
mud
and thunder,
electronic jizzing in my ears,
grunt and
rubbish, a surefire repudiation of all earthly
fetishes,
religions,
the grooviest
monkeys
beat I've
versus
ever heard,
robots,
and monkeys versus
the device,
more slack
than
I can
shake
his dick at,
and all for the price of my mortal soul.
We're triple my money back. Thanks, Bob.
Thanks, Ivan.
At last I have control of your radio tubes.
And I do too.
Good. This is Ram the Hawk.
And this is Stimson J. Cat
of the Ren and Stimpy Show.
And you're listening to the Hour of Slack.
Keep listening, you idiots.
Yeah.
Else I shall kill you.
Oh, the Hour of Slack. All I can say is thank Dobbs we've got it. It was the reliable, cheap laughs that made me first tune in, but I soon found out that it was so much more than just a radio show. In between the gut-splitting yawks were solid nuggets of bright subgenius wisdom, to which I clung like an ant hanging desperately onto a floating matchstick in a clogged, overflowing, stinking crapper. Oh, with this silly little dog and prairie squid show, Stang has taught the Yeti spore to blow it out our ass. He gave us the recipe to take the environmental psycho-venom of normal life, top it with our own spew, and hurl that toxic pie right back into the face of the con. And for 1,000 times out of the gate, he has fulfilled his insidious agenda of keeping the Einsteins alive. And every week when we hear that agglomeration of ranting voices echoing through the ether, we know with unassailable certainty that we are not alone. And I, for one, can't thank him enough for it. I'll try getting a laugh out of him after that, you Dallas street mime.
Friends, is your day-to-day ridiculous, ludicrous existence at the hands of squealing, self-important normals wearing out your sphincter? Has the endless stream of puerile pandering pablum on your TV set contaminated your precious bodily fluids? Well, stew no longer in your own bile, because the Church of the Sub-Genius brings you the Hour of Slack Self-Improvement Course. This series of 1,000 cassettes and compact discs will allow you to maximize your abnormality potential, eliminating wasteful guilt from your life and changing you into a spinning, rampaging example of self-actualization at the expense of the norm. Army worms who ruled your life while you were away. Let's just see what a few happy users of the Hour of Slack Self-Improvement Course have to say.
My brain looks sort of like a smoker's lung.
It's not healthy for the children.
Would you like another lucky stroke?
Good grief!
All this can be yours today. Just send $13,013 to the Hour of Slack Self-Improvement Course.
www.subgenius.com.
Please allow 9 weeks for delivery. Offer void where
the hell does he do that?
This is Bugsy from the Lymphnode Institute in Atlanta. The first time I heard the Hour of Slack, like
many was on acid trying to drive a car.
Later, while building a large mural out of waffles, the individual, the waffle holes, became
pixels and the sear dripped
to make Bob's hair, and with the insertion of what I'll call a pipe, but was really more of an elephant
fallus. I said, Bob, and Bob turned
to me and said, nothing, because he was really made of waffles. But thank you, Ivan. I've enjoyed the Hour of Slack
for these many years.
I hope to come for years. This is Doc from the Lymph Node Institute, and the first time I encountered the Hour of Slack,
I smelled like pizza.
And I was looking at God and realized that he had a pipe in his mouth. And I became intensely panicked and realized that I must surrender to this force, or it would surely kill me. And that's when I knew I was listening to the Hour of Slack. On WREK Atlanta.
I like Shane Ross Buddhism because it's the world's kindest religion. It's a branch of Amida Buddhism. Amida was the Buddha of boundless compassion who refused to enter nirvana until all sentient beings could enter with him. So the teaching arose that if you called on him in Japanese, the name is Namu Amida Butsu, in the name of Amida Buddha, with true faith, you will eventually, no matter how many incarnations it takes, you'll eventually get rid of all the negativity and become pure, enlightened. And Shinran was a reformer who said, that's asking too much of people. Some people are just not capable of true faith. They have a constantly skeptical and questioning mind. They should not be banned from release. He taught that if you say Namu Amida Butsu, whether you believe in it or not, it will work. I like that. That's my idea of a religion that doesn't give anybody a bum trip. Most religions seem to concentrate on putting people on bum trips, you know. That's the only religion in the world I know that never puts you on a bum trip. If you've said it just once, and I've said it three times, I think, in the last, Namu Amida Butsu, I'm guaranteed. He's like a finance company in reverse. He wants to give you something for nothing. How can you reject a short-term interim savior like that? His only real competition is J.R. Bob Dobbs.
Hello, brothers and sisters in Slack. This is Reverend Salacia. And I tune into the Hour of Slack every week, mostly just to hear Reverend Stang say, ah, yes, dear friend. But in addition to that, I also like to subscribe to the show because every shit and fuck are sacred in this church. And to not have those included in my Hour of Slack just doesn't get me there. You know what I mean?
Bob.
Bob. Bob.
Bob.
Bob.
Bob.
Bob.
Bob.
Bob.
Bob.
Bob.
Bob. Bob.
Bob.
For over 20 years, a bastion of idiocy, a bastion of, what is that, wax behind your head?
A bastion of brainiacs.
Oh, I see what it is. It's a little device. I thought it was a piece of candle wax stuck there by some errant being. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Well, we're going to break here for a minute. There's actually more of those recorded commentations from the
20 years.
The Cabbage 20 Gallery. Years. We heard there, the last person we heard from just before Reverend Salacia was Robert Anton Wilson, Pope Bob. We heard Doc Ellis, O. Rex, Reverend Susie the Floozy, Ren and Stimpy, Lymph Node Institute, Saint Pat Paulson, Princess We Are Doe, Noral Pref, More and All of Everything, Father Guido Sarducci coming up, actually, and Dr. Timothy Leary. But we have letters here, friends, from people who have... Oh, an Ego Plum did the music behind Princess We. I should mention that. We used to play a lot of Ego Plum. We've got our egos are very plum, aren't they?
Your ego is like a big fleshy vegetable that can be plucked off of some sort of two-toed tree that wanders hither and yon, spreading lies and innuendo for 20 years.
For 20 years.
Saturating the airwaves with Piscama and Wendabar. With collusion. Collusion with the powers that aren't. And confusion
with J.R. Slon Dodds. I mean, the king, the god, the godman, man.
The man with
get
the...
Get with it, dude.
Twisted
man, wooden
DNA
woman, man, woman.
Into more actually, rubber band-like shapes than anyone could imagine.
I want to read, as we promised, I'm going to read some... We're all going to read some of the mail that came in when we asked for commentations on the hour of 1,000 slacks. And this fellow here, we don't know this person, nor is he employed by our ministry. Jared, the lone yeti in Canada, says, I just have to thank, congratulate, and praise you all on the 1,000 episode. I found out about the church when I downloaded and listened to a Frank Zappa interview with Larry King. They mentioned the church for that interview, and the rest is history. I looked up Subgenius on the web and found my new faith. I can't begin to explain how much slack the church brings me in a day. I was unemployed when Bob found me and wasting away in a slump of bad pills and bad sex. I have since then found a new job where I use Bob's teachings daily. My job is to motivate and teach people how to sell. And we are selling some total crap. And praise Bob, without forcing and trying, I'm making all these pink boys selling and into it, and I can get the best results out of my peers. I am fooling those pink boys into thinking I am some sales guru, and all praise due to Bob and the Hoss. Hour of Slack. Hail the Hour of Slack. I want to touch and feel every episode until Wotan takes me away or the Exists come for us.
Well, that is quite a fine alacrity, a piece of abnormal growth that is coming right out of the side of you again.
Very much so.
Your own side, of course. But this man that, is it a woman or is it a, what is it that sent this letter in that you just read?
Oh, that one. We don't know it was a Yeti.
I won't make
only,
it.
We know only,
only
that it was a Yeti.
As a Yeti. Oh, okay, shall I read this letter from Ree Stang?
Well, you asked for our comments at the end of the Hour of Slack.
I didn't know. Is the Hour of Slack ending? Oh, anyway. Okay.
No, it's not.
Yeah. Rev Stang, you asked for our comments at the end of the Hour of Slack. I joined the church a few years ago after I knew who I was. No, I'm sorry. After I knew what it was. But it was clear Bob was TikToking me, talking to me. Like art through Devo whenever I was asleep or in a cabin. I'm not going to give away my age or how old I am right now. I'll wait until later. We need Bob now more than ever. Mark Mothersbaugh once said that he's an enema for a constipated society. I'm alarmed at the use and the lack of use and the care of the conspiracy religion are destroying our planet. Those Exes can't arrive 1 minute too soon. I believe the Exians, he calls them the Exians, not the Exes.
Oh, that might mean Christians. That might be short. Oh. Yeah, that's the way we shorten, like in Xmas.
The wearers of the crossed hockey stick stand to particularly procreate at a deliberately slow rate, using only the germs and the vibration method preordained by the Church of Nome. I guess they're talking about the Eskimos again. I hope I'm not reading this wrong. Our ardor grows stronger with each glimpse at his naked thighs. Bob, although we know he's a plastered, white-faced mannequin, is more than an icon. But we're all going to have a last laugh when the saucers come from planet. He thinks they're coming from planet. That's so cute. Coming from Planet X.
They are.
Well, in a fashion, they're coming from there. There's no location involved in this evacuation.
Well, that's what the news media calls it.
We're just clearing this place, and you're going to be a part of it if you want to. Anyway, can you dig it? In case the saucers and the church don't have any new address since I moved from, shall I say, the state, or could he be found there? Move from Pessimism, here it is. Deranged Exbark, 23-1 Hogan Avenue.
No, you don't need to give entire. No, we can move on.
New Halcyon.
We can move on to the next one there.
Yes,
he's
let's
getting
move on
clogged
to
up
the
in
next
the internet
next
jargon.
Anyway,
there,
keep it up. I guess they're talking about the erectile dysfunction problem there. Keep it up and keep it happening, he said. Closing.
Well, and now, here's a letter from Reverend Yukon Jack of WICA in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
All right. This is a touching one.
He says he first heard the word of Bob in December of 1986 when my friend Charles in Garland, Texas started sending me tapes of the Hour of Slack from KNON.
That's garlic tennis.
I started broadcasting it on my station in Pasadena every Sunday afternoon. I began tape correspondence with the Reverend Eris Pagana in summer 1991. After gaining inspiration from the shows, I began sending them to her in Milwaukee. She saw the wisdom of Bob, and for a brief time, she aired them on WMSE, a local college station in Milwaukee. Bob then brought me and Eris together in 1996, and the broadcasts on WICA began and continue to this day. Aris and I shared several great times at X-Day Drills in Brushwood, where we ran WBOB radio. At the drill in 2000, Bob brought Aris and Reverend DJ together, and they were married by the Reverend Stang himself in May 2002. Although Aris is no longer on this plane, I know that she has achieved eternal slack with Bob and Connie. Bob helped all three of us realize our life's long-term dreams. It can surely be said that anything is possible with Bob. Have mercy and praise Bob and hail Connie!
Yes.
It's amazing that these people who have donated so much of their extra sweat and any other glandular juices
people,
they can
yeah,
create.
People, sure.
That's right. I was just going to say, are they as such, or are they just perhaps a projection of you know what? But, you know, they do sweat, and they put a lot of it into sending their feelings, their thoughts, their doubts.
I can whiff it.
Perhaps
I can whiff it from here.
You've been down with it for at least
whiffing it, and you've been
without it for quite some time. Anyway.
Oh, that's enough of these letters. Let's skip over to these. We'll come back to the letters in a minute. We'll go back to the tapes. I believe this is the hideous, deformed Artemia Salina.
I just like to thank him for vibrating so hard. That's all. Slimy
plant. Oh, there we go. Okay.
Hello, Reverend Stang, and listeners of Hour of Slack. This is Artemia Salina. I just wanted to say congratulations on your 1,000th show. And to those who have been listening since the first show, I wish you a swift recovery. And now a word of explanation about my voice, which some of you may have found to be a bit unusual. You see, several years ago, I was involved in an unfortunate accident in which a large quantity of hydrocarboxygeochloric acid was spilled into a container of sulfurodichloric dimethylhydrobromocrusticide. The combination of these two otherwise inert chemicals caused a reaction, which was quite violent indeed. Though I am a man of science, the accident not only destroyed my voice box, but it also damaged the part of my brain that makes me want to seek qualified medical attention. Instead, I sought the services of Dr. Newman A., who has a recurring advert from the local Bargain Hunters periodical. Dr. Newman A. offered to cobble together a cheaply made electronic voice box for me, in exchange for my eternal soul, and the cost of materials. This offer was too irresistible to refuse, and to this day it is my only means of audible speech. Once again, however, I wish to extend my congratulations to you for not fucking burning out after all this time.
Bob?
Hello, Bob, this is Father Guido Sarducci, formerly Pope Maurice of the People's Catholic Church, and all of my fellow popes from the People's Catholic Church, salute the Church of the Sabbath Genius. Carry on.
The Hour of Slack will help wool over your own eyes so that you worry about with the Hour of Slack your mind will hang on the slide so they never shut. The Hour of Slack is a deadly danger of slowly on getting there violently with us. The Hour of Slack may cause your toddler who never swore to suddenly disrobe and run down the street screaming, Locus, Locus! The Hour of Slack is responsible for that time you and your head were all shared. The Hour of Slack causes polio in white lab rat. The Hour of Slack has no purpose for you and just run to your goody.
Hello, this is Timothy Leary, reminding you that just as you need Slack, K-N-O-N needs your help. Send in those pledges and praise Bob.
Bob? Bob?
The message is now part of and registered in your subconscious mind.
Hello, brothers and sisters in Slack. This is Reverend Salacia.
Yes.
Tune into the Hour of Slack every week, mostly just to hear
Fernanda and Andy Lee Murr
say,
"You rang."
Oh, don't grit. Okay, grit. Don't grit. Ah!
Praise Bob. Oh, yes, dear friends. This is Lee Ching.
a Chinese subgenius. And you are listening to the Hour of Slack. Remember, Bob is the comrade of all people. Here in China, just like in America, the people need Slack. In Chinese, we call Slack Le Tianpai. But it must be true Slack, not the bad Slack of the conspiracy.
Hi, this is Pat Paulson. I'd like to endorse Bob as my running mate in this year's election. Bob's a lot of... Well, he's not fun. But anyway, this is the Hour of Slack in Dallas, Texas. Boy, my shoes got cow stuff on them.
J.R. Dobbs, Bob Dobbs, J.R. Bob Dobbs was on the number one list of frauds and phonies for Time Magazine, and I didn't know who he was.
Exactly.
And J.R. Bob Dobbs is the creator of the Church of the Subgenius. This guy... The Reverend Ivan Stang is one of their...
Disciples.
Yeah. All right. You know, it's funny. I don't think Jesus had a disciple named Dopey.
Or Bob.
Hi, this is Bob from Hack House. Greeting you in the name of Bob, partly on behalf of Voice of Bob. I'd like to share with you a little bit of the story of how I got involved with Bob, the communist against the Nazis. And that's exactly what happened, and that's... Bob, he marks the beginning of something in my heart. When he stripped in front of all these men, red-hot pokers, put in his body for me, and I would certainly like to come. Just go to persecution.com. Persecution.com. Let them know you're coming. For I was hungry, and you gave me pot. I was thirsty, and you gave me a hoe. I was a stranger. I was naked, and you did it to me. Persecution.com. As a vital form of physical relief, I'm normally here to sell you. The government, wanting to get even. Well, that's all for today, my friends.
Reverend Chainsmoker, and quite frankly, the only reason why I listen to this show is to hear the... Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. See, I can't even bloody do it, but hell, I think it's bloody funny. A thousand shows. Well, Stangy, Stang, Dave and Princess Wee, congratulations. Bloody congratulations. And, praise Bob. And, I really didn't put my thought into this, did I? I mean, this is quite a milestone. Still not a minute though, so I'm just gonna, oh man. Oh yeah, oh yeah. I'm such an idiot.
Hello brothers and sisters in Slack, this is Reverend Salacia, and I tune into the Hour of Slack every week. Mostly just to hear Reverend Stang say,
Superior Mutants, Revenant, quit your job, slack off. The world ends tomorrow and you may die.
But in addition to that, I also like to subscribe to the
PR News
because, every
PR News
and
Cowboy
are sacred in this church. And to not have those included in my Hour of Slack just doesn't get me there, if you know what I mean. So,
Sit down, don't sit down, but at least set your dogs to find them.
I'm finding it difficult to breathe.
There's a Subgenius Saturday night for ya.
And I say, as long as you're alive, shout, make noise, or whatever.
Brave
Bob!
Dead.
You shut up like
just hell! Just when it's from afar, the oozing sauce, the minions of the Hour of Slack clawing their way towards the moss. Hoping against hope, they can get one fatal glimpse of the man himself. The resin... The Reverend Horace... Ivan Sting of the Church of the Subgenius, the Prograde of Cultmeister of the Religion of Bob.
J.R. Robert. J.R. Bob. Dobbs.
A man who is more than a man. He's part humor, part boomer, part boomer, and part... And all the peoples of the world someday rise up and shout his name and be as disappointed as that little slackluster girl laying in the gutter. Oh, I can tell things are gonna change. But not without...
I'd like to read a letter now, if I may. Should I not now?
This singing in the background, this is the voice of Mr. Fernandinande Lee Murr. This is him actually singing the...
When you listen to a man like this, you know it is more than a song. Yes, it's true.
Man, that is really, that's a, just amazing, friends.
Made the skin on my crawls go off.
Bob just wants to have fun.
Like dog fight.
As Mark Mothersbaugh plays here in the background.
Duck fat. Not, no.
Bob's just want to have fun.
Bob's just want to have fun.
These are offerings of, not worship, what should we call them? Offerings of...
Offerings
of humility of towards what has
of offing. Might be in the offing. Offing of all pinks of the planet Earth, but with love in our hearts, you know.
We're not like blind milkmen wearing pancake makeup, looking like so many mannequins passing out little carnations for Bob. No, we are.
Well, we're sort of like that.
We are the red carnation for Bob, and as we raise our fists in the air, we're usually clutching at our own foreskins, and we're not convinced yet, but we still believe that slack, any form of slack, given or misgiven, is the best thing there is. I'm sorry, I could go on.
That's
for...
That's beautiful. I thought you were reading that from some letter I'd handed you.
I thought you wanted me to cut it short as like a bad bowel movement, and so I did.
Cutting it short?
Well, you looked at me and I thought, Dave, will you wrap it up, please? We've got to get on to...
Oh, no, I just looked at you. I was looking at you in puzzlement, like, where'd that all come from?
Well, first...
But what, don't you have a letter there from another reverend, yet a different reverend?
Yeah, right. This piece of gaggies comes all the way from Sydney. No, and it sounds too cocky, doesn't it? Anyway, I'll try real hard.
Sounding good!
Lima Cowboy Dave, Princess Wee, Susie the Floozy, and all the dry web cockamamie bleebers down at WCSB. Thank you for all the slack. No, that's... I've gone to
fine,
all the way, you know, thousands.
Keep going.
His name's Reverend Chain Smacker, and he's a dildo durangi from Dan Ender.
You sure talk funny.
The Hour of Slack Ministry is probably one of the best places to hear some of the best collages, stunning setar. Can you believe it? Stunning setar and sound hilarity. Sound hilarity. Okay. The Hour of Slack is something to behold. I don't know how he's ever seen it before. It takes place on the audio frequencies of your inner ear. It has hidden messages and meanings, no commercialism, any heyday anky-panky of the right-wing enlightenment, and the Akashic Records to anyone, and it's perfect with white wine and a bag of cheese. Well, I guess that's more of a New Zealand somewhere, I don't know.
Well, you got me. That's beautiful. Well Princess Wee, do you
before.
Have another
well, yes,
letter
I
from
do.
A reader?
I have another letter. It's from a Charlie Fulton.
I'm going to pull the so-so daughter down in the background.
This letter says, "Greetings, Reverend Stang.
Greetings.
Just wanted to say that I've been listening to and enjoying the Hour of Slack since episode 836. I always enjoy listening to Lemur's cut-ups, the banter of ESO Swamp Radio. While I miss hearing Professor Chaz Smith, it's always great to hear Lonesome Cowboy Dave and great segments from Reverend Susie the Floozy and the Puzzling Evidence Show. The Hour of Slack Slack is one of the biggest reasons that I have DSL, since none of the pink stations where I live carry the show. Happily, my job allows me to keep a picture of Bob at my cubicle, so I can keep some small semblance of Slack in the office. Praise Bob. That's from Charlie Fulton in Chico.
What,
California.
Thanks, Charlie.
Especially from a guy with a disease, you know, sending, you know, wasting all his hard urine squids and his urine to send a letter through all the problems that you can get through sending a letter, just to express that. I mean, the guy's got DSL for cripes almighty. And, you know, that can be nearly so flashy. Anyway, I was going to say that this is not an anti-local phenomenon. It's a post-procreative, inclusive web phenomenon, meaning that you could catch it on your foot, you could see it somewhere, like on the back ganglia that are connected to your inner eye and so forth. When we talk about the web, we're talking about the webbing in your body. So I just want to say that Don Vello is not the real name of Father Guido Sarducci, but he was actually born in Ashtabula, and he was a graduate of Lorraine High School, and he was a friend of Dave Sheridan, who was a fabulous furry hirsute brothers.
History, friends.
Yes, history. Is
long years of ancient, deadly history.
And for all those times and years, everyone has been a deflatulate for your beloved cockamamie organism.
That's Mark Mothersbaugh jamming away in the background in the early 80s when he first got his Fairlight synthesizer, friends. And maybe I do have another letter and some more tapes to play, but you know, I should do the shout out. As we planned, to all the stations, friends, that play the Hour of Slack, that make this possible, that make us do this, that force us to devolve into this every week.
Like a bleating goat.
We have, the ones that keep us on the internet, friends, sensoryresearch.com. Or .net or .org. Sensory Research is how we keeps us going. Radio for All is another group. And you know, Reverend Prostata Contata was the person who first set us up streaming MP3s to begin with. And friends, I don't know what we would have done without the great Saint David Bachner up there in Canada. Bachner was the one who turned it into internet streaming for years and years and years. Only recently have I taken that job upon myself. Before David Bachner, there was the great Reverend Wanderer. And friends, in the early days, of course, who was it that first gazed at that picture of Bob with me and said, "Let's work for this guy"? Dr. Philo Drummond, friends. The overman, the original overman, for whom we owe our knowledge of the Bobledgeness. We must thank Mr. Opinion and George Nolan of the ancient KFJZ stations in Dallas, who were the first people to put us on the radio. Actually, it's Fort Worth. And where would the Hour of Slack be without Puzzling Evidence? Puzzling Evidence, who had actually the first Subgenius radio show predating Hour of Slack, started in 1982 with Bob Nelson's show, which Puzzling Evidence took over. And friends, Puzzling Evidence is where we learned how to do the weird editing that we do, many of us. Glass Madness was the friend of Puzzling Evidence who had singing talent. Lies, St. Palmer Vrides was a part of the show in big part then, as was the great Saint Gary Gabrofran. And of course, to this day, where would any hour of anything be without Dr. Howell? Yes, Dr. Howell Robbins, and lately the good K-Rob, all together with Philo and Wellman on the KPFA show. And friends, Reverend Susie, the Flucy, the woman who invented sax on WREK Atlanta, Byron Werner, St. Byron Werner. He was the first media barragist, and he actually invented the phrase space age bachelor pad. Doctors for Bob from Little Rock, Arkansas,
seminally inseminated the very concept of Dr. Music and head launchings. Oh. Held Pope Huey was the first person to play our horrible tapes on the radio and contributed to them. KNON in Dallas at one time was a great station, and that's where we started in October 1985 with Ranger Rita, and even the help of Buck Naked. The title Hour of Slack is based on a little one-half sheet newsletter called Hour of Slack that
actually,
Buck Naked once did before he was saved by a different religion.
Written on a chest marking, wasn't it? Entirely written on a chest marking. That's right.
Friends, Reverend Bleepo Abernathy is the voice you hear saying the title of the show almost every week, and he's actually the source of the celebrities. He gave us those celebrities. Reverend Irwin Chusid had us on WFMU in New Jersey for so long, it was important. Dr. Phineas Narco has always been a huge contributor and help to this show and the California show. Jesus Devilacqua has kept the Subgenius Foundation going in our darkest days. And Mr. Fernandinandy Lee Murr is what makes the Hour of Slack sound like the Hour of Slack these days. As somewhat similarly does the work of the great Norrell Pref and other alt-dot-binary Slack greatmen, such as Artemia Salina, Heart Ignition, and New Monet. Can we forget Dr. Sinister of WCSB in Cleveland, the great station who lets us call in and wreck his show? Einstein's Secret Orchestra, the ESO show with Chaz Smith, put us on the air all through the 90s and let us do the sloppy stuff. How else would we know of the Oye Man? Friends, we must thank so many contributors, the El Queso All-Stars, Dr. Onan Cannabite in the old days, Pope David N. Meyer, Brother Cleve Duncan, Michael Pepe, Dr. G. Gordon Gordon, D.K. Jones, Papa Joe Mama, Dr. Legume, Ed Strange had a Subgenius show and helped a lot. Craig Roll also did. Friends, D and the bands, the great bands of the Hour of Slack, starting with Doctors for Bob and Doctors for Wotan, followed shortly by Devo, the Amino Acids, Negative Land, Little Theodore, Einstein's Secret Orchestra, the great king of Slack, Bill T. Miller, Saint N., and friends, the Swinging Love Corpses. And Dave, I think that you might remember an old comedy group that's probably we might want to give a tip of the hat to while we're doing Hour of Slack credits, by the name of the Fireshine Theater.
Indeed. For Fireshine Theater has pointed the way.
I don't think you and me would be in this room right now if it wasn't for the Fireshine Theater.
I don't think we could have an erection if it wasn't for the Fireshine Theater, which is taking up all the spaces on this bus there are, and so that's why we're...
Friends,
just,
some of you think, oh, they must have heard some Monty Python. No. Monty Python was much, much, much later. They might have heard some Goon Show. Well, we might have, but we didn't.
The Goon Show.
What we heard was the Fireshine Theater. Praise Reverend David Ossman.
Yes,
the
dear
great
friend.
Phil Proctor, Phil Austin, and Peter Bergman.
Ossman.
Oh, that was Devo doing the music in the background, and before that, I think it was Onan Cannabite. No, now it's Onan Cannabite. Friends, the stations who's helped us out. Did I get around to the new station, WQFS, in Greensboro, North Carolina? The great longtime players, WEFT in Champaign, Illinois.
I'll teach you how to make a lot of money this day.
Friends, believe it or not, deep in Connecticut, WHUS plays the show because they dare. WICA, Wicca in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. WMPG in Portland, Maine has played the Hour of Slack for nigh on to as long as WCSB here in Cleveland
and
has.
They keep on
for
going
like 10, 15
on that
years.
MPG,
and
they
thanks
keep going.
To Reverend Mike Townsend who put us on there. In WCSB, I think it was originally first Reverend Toth Wilder got us onto that other WRUH, and then Mike Cole. Reverend Mike Cole helped keep us on, and Reverend Craig Callender.
Yes.
We must thank all of these. East folks. Madison, Wisconsin, Sister Velveteen Sly on WORT has kept this show going. And friends, WREK at Georgia Tech in Atlanta not only plays the Hour of Slack, has the Susie the Floozy show, the Lymph Node Institute show. Friends, where would we be? The South shall rise again with the help of WREK as well as WUTS in Sewanee, Tennessee.
Smell the fig trees burning, Earl.
WXEY in Kendallville, Indiana. And friends, let's not leave out KPFA in Berkeley. They don't play the Hour Slack. They play the Puzzling Evidence Show. And we love them. And we love our subscribers who get the cuss-filled uncensored internet shows. Dr. Tillis, Dr. Johnson, Reverend Crossan, Reverend Penton, Salacia, Cindy, Reverend Bill, Ely. Friends, the Hour of Slack thanks you all. We have done 1,000 billion years of hours because of you and this Dave.
Think how many seconds have gone by since you first listened to the Hour of Slack. Now relax the sphincter muscles slowly, starting with the windpipe, moving down through the navel osculata, up to the furniture and out the window. Think of yourself as a magnificent pigeon willing to fit your fortune and pit your willingness and your fortune against odds theirself. did I say that right? Odds? It's against the odds. Think of yourself that way. Now drift slowly into a dream. A dream of your own creation where huge... Man, not flying saucers, they look more like garbage cans, but the garbage cans of your own design, have no fear. You make them with your mind and your lousy 30 stinking bucks. Is that all it's worth to you?
Oops, sorry. Excuse me. I forgot.
It's okay.
It's been so 20,000 years. How many seconds has we been on the air for 1,000 shows?
That is a depressing thought.
Yeah, when you think of it, nanoseconds, how long have we been? We never got out of here, man. I mean, you know, relatively.
It's the show that refused to die.
That's about it. You about got that right. Friends, let me read this one last... actually, we have all kinds of filthy commentary that I could read. We got letters that weren't exactly about the Hour of Slack.
Well, you can just indicate the word without actually slurring out the dirty word for the bad Chevin thing.
This guy really gave me a reach around. This is someone named Mathiel. Yes, who said...
I think the M and the R were on his keyboard were screwed up.
Maybe.
You like the famous painter Mathiel. I don't know.
With the swinging love corpses in the background, Mathiel typed, I appreciate that the Subgenius Church makes a point of having people own their own truth. Congratulations on creating language that bypasses the filters people have that fool them into thinking they understand something just because they know a word for it. Bob, Slack, the conspiracy, Yakutizma, these are all useful terms because although people may not understand them, then they at least know that they don't. Unlike God, grace, etc., which most people have been fooled into thinking they understand, fresh terms help with a new view of ancient concepts. And he happens to like his favorite ones are the ones where Stang rants and reads and from other tripped-out writings. I have Revelation X and find it amazingly insightful and well-articulated. Let's see. I like the old Subgenius recordings where it sounds like the terminology has been freshly created and I can hear the tenderness and love in the Subgenius apostles' voices. Those would be the old tapes, I guess. Where? I would like to learn more about the experiences, group trips, etc., that led to the articulation of church doctrine.
Why would he want to know? I'm sorry.
Mainstream religions preach love but practice hate, worship bohemian prophets but enforce dress codes, and claim to own the whole truth but have virtually no living truth remaining. The Subgenius Church preaches hate, worships a clean-shaven idiot, and gives the surface appearance of nonsense, yet triggers loving truth to arise from within.
Arise from within.
It's amazing to me the cleverness with which sensitive souls have learned to thrive in a hostile world.
Oh, what a shame.
Thanks for providing and exemplifying true slack. Oh, P.S., I had a dream that Ivan Stang is a reincarnation of an early influential Gnostic and a truly profound soul. Oh, that's a good I told you. I told you that guy gave me quite a reach around.
Stang, what is that dripping from your
goatee?
Is that blood dripping from your goatee?
No, that's
you said it was a reach around. You said you didn't have to
chew
on his organs, for crying out loud. What a strange man, too. I offer him kudos for his praise of the church and his 20 years in business.
Now, this one I had signed for you to read when I first read the Hour of
Slack. I don't go for the uterine devices. Only the gonococcal vibrators can be used this time. Anyway, at least until the 4th. Not of July, of course, but, the 4th of encumbrance, which is coming for all of us pretty soon.
The gesticles. Oh, this was done by the gesticles in Australia. There's a bobby on the clothesline and a kitten on the grill.
There's dog poop on
the table, but I cannot eat my fill. There's a blank spot in my stink tank that says reserved for pamphlet 1. I'd love to shove it in there, verily, because it should sound like fun. Send me slack or plonk me. It's the only thing to do. I do not own a credit card, but I want to join with you. I've lived with Bob for years now, had a picture on my dash. It was there until it faded, and my car was not but trash. I've touched myself to Connie and received a nasty rash. Now I've finally gotten around to it and offered up some cash. And he did. He did, in fact.
Was it currency that you can actually use? I mean, in the coin of the realm, not you know, like a lot of times you like to send monopolistic money, poetry money. Sometimes they'll just send like a zygote on a tissue, not a real zygote, a bloody zygote.
Here's a good one. This one comes from a different... This guy writes sends stuff from a different address each time.
Excreted inflation, perhaps. I don't know.
This comes from a person that says, you know I know you. Dear Bob, now listen to this.
Okay, I'm listening.
Dear Bob, you broke my leg. You gave me hype. After the restaurant tantrum went down, you gave me an address, told me to meet you there. I came to meet you. There were two guys, one girl looking over I-5 south of Beacon Hill. The same two guys from the restaurant. One girl, they asked me into the house. I said, no thanks. The tall guy looked like an altar boy. Said, nice bike, 66 BMW. Let me take a ride. I said, no. Uh-oh. He then said, well, give me a ride. He was 6'3" tall, jumped on my bike, grabbed my and squeezed hard as he could, humped me 5 or 6 times. I had let him try on my jacket. It was too small. He stretched himself into it. After the ride, the three of them were around me. I said I had to go. When I got home, I had black and blue marks on me for a week. I lost my father at 16 years old, and I know you have no children. I'm adopting you as my father, Bob, and I will be your son, the son you always wanted. When you were a little boy, did some red-haired guy screw you over? I forgive you, Reverend James Doyle.
Boy, that sounds, you know, like they call it Beacon Hill because of the strange, you know, beaming beacons that are going into the minds of the people in the restaurant. And we actually know some of the subhumans. We're not going to call them sub-geniuses in this particular instance, who were at the bottom of Beacon Hill waiting to spank him and torture him with a 1966 tricycle. It was not really even a bike.
Stop, Bob. My mind is going.
Well, this guy is so far gone. The actual tissue in his brain near the corpus callosum is decomposing. And it's, you know, like practically dead, and nobody told him yet.
I'm not saying
it's not great stuff, and we love his appurtenance and also his apertures, but we can't fit in there. You know what I'm saying?
You gotta pay your pledge money, friends. That's all it is. Now, friends, we gotta move on and move out. So I'm gonna go back to the tape recordings of the live subgeniuses as they tell us their love. Because their mind is going. A swinging love corpses goes out in the background. And it is the lemur will help us.
Thank you, Church of the Subgenius, for 20 years of misdirection, lies, squandering, insomnia.
Bob, my mind is going.
Long cow, Dave, don't you know what they're doing to yourself?
This is the Reverend Cardboard Box. That's right, Cardboard Box.
Remember the Antipodean Subgenius show?
No, not too bad. I listen to the Arrow Slack whenever I damn well feel like it.
Yeah. 这里是中国接待教堂师傅 教堂要庆祝 美国同志达到1000的接待小时
Bob Dobbs
是我们的主席 我们的希望 我们的未来 我在这儿 都喜欢听 接待小时 如果我星期天听到一个7小时，我就可以过一个星期的生活，在粉红色的世界保存我的精神。谢谢我们的美国装置朋友，谢谢。
Dick Smith says we're different.
Doug's right, Virgil. We are different. Doug's right, Virgil.
You gotta make us surprise.
Have any further messages been decoded? Or aren't we allowed to know?
There have been no further decodes.
Mr. President.
And now there will be no further messages to decode. You must shut down your transmitter.
Hey, shut it down. We're not serious.
I've got to clamp the lid on this business. Stop these communications.
Oh, damn.